So you decided to, based on her symptoms, I guess, mainly to start on ruxolitinib. How did you think through dosing?
Yeah, so certainly there's dosing recommendations on the package insert for ruxolitinib, and it's based on platelet counts largely. Her platelet count was well over 250. I think it was getting closer. It was about 300 when I saw her at the time we decided to start ruxolitinib. So I felt very comfortable starting 20 milligrams twice a day. Again, she was mildly anemic. I think her hemoglobin was about 11.5 when I saw her and we were going to start ruxolitinib. So she wasn't overly anemic. She didn't have a lot of thrombocytopenia. So it was pretty comfortable starting the ruxolitinib at the dose of 20 milligrams twice a day. I know a lot of folks do start in with a lower dose in every patient and work their way up because, as one of my colleagues put it, thrombocytopenia is her worst enemy. We were having a long debate about what dose to start on. She's like, I hate thrombocytopenia so much. So I use some of this phase 2 data that's out there that shows that you do intra-patient dose escalation.
And what is your usual plan, and what plan did you have for her in terms of follow-up?
Yeah, so typically for my patients who I start on ruxolitinib, I like to check their labs weekly after starting just to make sure we don't have any precipitous drop in their blood counts. I've seen that on occasion. I also check liver enzymes for that first month as well. After that, I get a pretty good sense of what their blood counts are going to do on ruxolitinib, and I can kind of start to space out the blood count checking. I like to follow up with patients about a month after they start too, just to reassess their symptoms. I often use the MPN-10 as a measurement of symptom burden in clinic. So I'll check it before they start on treatment, and I'll check it a month later to see if they're having any movement in their symptom burden, as well as check their spleen.
And what exactly happened with her?
So after a month of treatment, she is doing much better. She didn't get up there quite at the month mark because she does live quite a far away from Cleveland, but her symptom burden has improved quite a bit. I'd say she has about a 40% reduction in her total symptom burden just after a few weeks of treatment. And her spleen is noticeably better. But the most important thing to her was the fact that she was having a hard time sleeping at night because her spleen was pressing on her chest wall, and that has become much better. She can sleep now at night quite comfortably.
That's great. What's been going on with her counts?
Her counts have been rock solid. Her platelets varied, as all platelet counts do, but really haven't dipped below 200 yet.
And what are you expecting for her over the next few years?
Yeah, so I would expect and hope for the best for her, of course. So patients who are kind of in this, still have a relatively lower DIP score, who don't have a really high blast count, who seem to have a pretty rapid response to ruxolitinib, often see that they do very well for a long period of time on the drug. And if you look at the comfort studies, which ultimately led to the approval of the FDA label and everything for ruxolitinib, you know, patients were on drug 3-ish years on average. But it seems like people, at least in my experience, people who kind of get that benefit early on tend to stay on it much longer, upwards of like, say, 5+ years.